Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We are dental practice brokers. I was a dentist for 25 years, and we've been doing the dental practice brokerage for 14 years now, having a great time every day. Now, today's topic is dental seller wishes the selling price to reflect an extrapolated full year of collections despite vacations and injury. So we'll talk about that. Well, as you know, now we are in 22 states, just opened up Alabama, and Texas is really going strong. I think next is going to be Louisiana. So we have 10 employees, 2 CPA accountants, and a whole team, others. We're available 363 days a year. We take off Christmas and Easter. Our phone number is 201-663-0935. And our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. So please give us a call anytime. The information you're about to hear, and again, it's 201-663-0935. Information you're going to hear is for entertainment purposes only. If you're selling to a DSO, please call us, because they will often pay our commission. We're independent of them, but we help you pick and choose the best ones. Some of them are going through hard times. You don't know about it. We know about it. We want you to go to closing with the best company, and my commission's always the same, and they pay it. So we don't have a favorite DSO. So please call us. We're here to help you. Now, also, if you work with us, we'll get your, and it's a DSO, big deal, we'll get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. It's worked out quite well several times. Now, here's the story. The seller was on vacation during the year. This is back in 21, I think, or 22. The seller was on vacation during the year of, like, I don't know, 3-4 weeks. And the seller had a minor disability, and they were out for 6 weeks or 5 weeks. So the seller says, and we have obviously what they collected at the end of the year. And the seller says, well, no, my practice is worth more than I collected because I took vacation. And unfortunately, I was disabled for 5 weeks. So therefore, my practice is the extrapolated collections of what it should have been had I worked that time period. And we say, well, no, it's not. Your practice is based on the gross collections, regardless of the time off, vacations, disability. It's based on that gross collections, because you saw that many less people during that period of time, collected that much less money, so there are that many less people that had visits in your office, that many less patients. Simple as that. It's not worth it. And the bank does not look at that missing time. Now, you could use that as a marketing tool and say, look, the only reason this practice was down is because I was on vacation, I got disabled, and that's it. You will get the same. So don't worry about it. Give me the full price I want. Well, buyer's not going to do that, because the buyer is only going to pay, probably, maybe what the bank is going to finance, but also perhaps a little bit more than the bank will finance. But that's it. They're going to base it on the gross. They'll look at last year and the year before, but the last 2 years have the greatest value and impact. So yes, if you're going to take vacation, if you're going to be disabled, you got to keep the office going, even though, you know, it wasn't your fault and you deserve a vacation. Maybe you should have instituted a substitute doctor, an associate doctor to be there. If you're going to be out of the office, get an associate in there. That is your answer, because the banks and the buyer are not going to buy the fact or the potential of the practice because you weren't there. It doesn't fly. It just simply doesn't work. I just spoke to a banker about this. Now, this is volume one of the sort of the same topic. I'll get into the other portion of the topic. I had a meeting to go to. And there's a sequel to this. But I'm telling you what the banks tell me. This is a feedback from the bank. It is a marketing tool that the next buyer can do very, very well, because the only reason you were down is that you're on vacation or and or got disabled. So they have that potential to make that up if they work all that time. So that is something that to be considered, okay? Now, if you like what you're hearing, hit the subscribe button, because we're doing like a lot of videos. We're at 420 or something. I don't know. We got a lot right now, and we're in the 22 states. So we're here to help you. And we hope that the information we are providing you is sort of cutting edge. We think it is, because this is as it's breaking. The information I just gave you on this tape, I just spoke to the banker 3 hours ago. And it was only last week the seller was telling me about their disability and the fact they're on vacation. So we give you cutting edge information. This is real time stuff. You know, eventually we could try to write a book or an article on this, but it's just breaking so fast. This medium of YouTube is just instant access to what's going on. And that's what you need. Because this world of dental practice brokers, it does change. And we're trying to keep you up with the changes with real live activity and real live events that are occurring on a day-to-day basis. All right? So hit the subscribe button, listen, and make it happen. It is raining like crazy. It's wet. It's cold in New Jersey. Oh, I wish it was in the warm weather. But remember, the sun is above all these clouds. So we'll be down the beach before you know it. Next year, I hope to take off some serious time. Not take off, I just want to be in warmer weather so I can provide the same service but a little more relaxed atmosphere. I'm trying. And we got our cruises coming up. Don't forget about that. I think it's January 6th, the first one, February 2nd, the second, leaving out of Miami. We're going to be warm while everybody else is freezing. Come along, call me. Thanks, team. Goodbye.